track 2 voices. Deck Talk comes with 10 voices. Some Deck Talk versions say they only come with 9 voices, but every version has 10. The 10th voice that is often not mentioned is Variable Val. The reason for this is not known. Also, some Deck Talk versions don't even have the Val voice. To set the voice you want, the following command must be put in between a left bracket and a right bracket. This lets Deck Talk know that you are trying to tell it to do something. If you do not use these brackets, Deck Talk will not know that you are trying to send it a command. So start with the left and right bracket, and then put your cursor in between the two brackets. Now, you need to start with the colon. The colon tells Deck Talk that you want to get its attention. So whenever you are trying to define something in Deck Talk, remember to examine the colon. Okay, after you have put in the colon, you need to put in the letter N. The N stands for new, as in new voice. After the N, you need to put in the first letter of the name of the voice that you want to use. So, colon NB would be
Beautiful Betty.
Colon ND would be
Dr. Dennis.
Colon NF would be
Frail Frank.
Colon NH would be
Young Harry.
Colon NK would be
Kid the Kid.
Colon NP would be
Perfect Paul.
Colon NR would be
Raph Rita.
Colon NU would be
Up the Ursula.
Colon NV would be
Variable Vile.
And colon NW would be
Whispering Wendy.
After you have selected a letter for the voice you want, move your cursor to the right, then put in at least one space after the right bracket. Now, anything you type will be spoken in the voice you have chosen until you tell Deck Talk to switch to another voice. You can do this at any time simply by putting in a left bracket, a colon, the letter N, a letter of a voice name, a right bracket, and a space. You can change voices as many times as you like.
You
can
even
do
one
voice
for
every
word.
Just remember to put brackets around each command. If you forget a bracket, Deck Talk will either say you have a command error in the string value, or everything you type will not be understandable, and it will sound something like xmaxxxxxx. If Deck Talk starts making sounds instead of speaking, check to make sure you have both the left and right bracket around each voice command. To listen to the voice you have selected, put your cursor to the right of the right bracket, put in at least one space, then type a word or sentence and have Deck Talk speak it. Once you are happy with the voice, delete the word or sentence that you were having Deck Talk speak. To get ready for the next lesson, make sure your cursor is to the right of the right bracket, and you have at least one space after it. This is the end of this track lesson.